AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With the Democratic convention over, Donald Trump is campaigning today in Arizona. He spoke to Fox News about Kamala Harris's convention speech.
Well, the biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything. But she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She could do it tonight.
Ahead of a planned speech, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign said in a Pennsylvania court filing he is endorsing Donald Trump for president. Kennedy's independent campaign also requested he be removed from the Pennsylvania ballot, though it's not immediately clear if he was officially dropping out of the race. The Italian Coast Guard says the body of the final missing person that was on the superyacht that sank off the coast of Sicily was found in the wreckage.
She's not been identified, but Hannah Lynch, the 18-year-old daughter of British tech magnate Mike Lynch, is reportedly unaccounted for. The Lynch family was aboard the Bayesian, a 184-foot British flag yacht, which went down in a storm early Monday. Civil protection officials say they believe the ship was struck by a tornado over the water, known as a waterspout, and sank quickly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's time to start cutting interest rates. Rates have been going up in hopes of getting inflation down to 2%. Powell didn't say when the cuts would start, but the Fed meets next in about a month. Competing measures, one to expand access to abortion, the other to limit it, will appear on Nebraska's November ballot. Nebraska becomes the last of several states to put an abortion measure on the ballot, including the swing states of Arizona and Nevada, where abortion ballot measures could drive voter turnout higher. A Canadian union is threatening a freight railroad strike hours after trains resume service. This is AP News. A Florida Panhandle sheriff's deputy is facing a charge of manslaughter in connection with the fatal shooting of an airman who answered his door while holding a gun.
Former Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran was charged in the May 3rd shooting death of senior airman Roger Fortson, who is black. That is a first-degree felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Authorities say Duran had been directed to Fortson's Fort Walton Beach apartment in response to a domestic disturbance report that turned out to be false. After repeated knocking, Fortson opened the door while holding his handgun at his side, pointed down. Authorities say that Duran shot him multiple times. Only then did he tell Fortson to drop the gun. Okaloosa Sheriff Eric Aiden fired Duran on May 31st after an internal investigation found that his life was not in danger when he opened fire. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A federal lawsuit challenges a mask ban in a suburban New York County, claiming the law is discriminatory. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.